Stand by for another action-packed story from out of the Old West. As from out of the Old West rides the roughest, toughest man to ever ride out of the Old West. Tombstone Bogardus, Scourge of Pahrump.
Up, you mule! Get going there, mule!
Slower than the slowest horse, barely able to make it to the Pahrump Saloon, champion of the people, defender of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and... Oh, no, that's the wrong program. Wish Mr. District Attorney would stop leaving his scripts in the studio. Oh, here's the right one. I know, because Tombstone Bogardus has the next joke, you see.
My name is Tombstone Bogardus. Next week, I'm going to have a new announcer. But this week, I locked horns with one of the orneriest polecats ever to hit Pahrump. More about that later, but first, a word from our announcer, our new one, Barefooted Bogardus.
Howdy, folks! Howdy! Now, I'm here to tell you that yarn of Tombstone sounds like it's got all the ingredients to keep you on the edge of your horse. But first, I want to say a word about Texas. Do I say that right, Texas?
Yep.
It's loud anyway, if it ain't right. Well, if you're planning a vacation, I want to recommend a visit to the greatest dude ranch in Texas. There's always something doing there, which is why they call it the Dead Horse Ranch. Well, I want to tell you folks, all you got to do when you get up in the morning is look out of your window, and for miles you can see absolutely nothing. Think of that. Nothing. Last time I was down there, I took out my camera and took a picture of it. Now whenever I want to see nothing, all I got to do is look at the picture. Quite a thing, too, and I'm here to take a couple of weeks, and you'll be living just like a real cow. Boy, I mean cowboy. Think of it, folks. Two glorious weeks of breaking trails and arms and legs. Of course, they keep you kind of busy rounding up cattle. That shouldn't bother you none, because after them two glorious weeks on the dude ranch, you're usually ready for two glorious weeks in a hospital. And I'm here to tell you, you won't feel like a tenderfoot anymore. In fact, you won't fail a thing, because after 2 weeks of that, you'll be dead. Which brings me to this message from the Pahrump Undertaking Parlor. You know, folks, we all got to go sometime. And if it looks like you're a cowboy who's headed for the last roundup, I want to recommend that you ask to be buried like a real cowboy. Now, Pahrump Undertaking Parlor will be glad to make arrangements to bury your horse with you for the same price it'd cost you if you was being buried alone. Now, there's a real bargain. Not only that, but if you'd like to die with your boots on and you ain't got boots, they'll supply them. When you go in, make sure you tell them Barefooted Bogardus on the radio sent you down. That is, if you're in any condition to talk. Well, back to the plot now, and your old yarn spinner, Tombstone Bogardus.
Thank you, Barefoot. Barefooted. Well, like I was saying before the commercial, it all began yesterday when I was a-courting Pahrump's wealthiest widow, Abigail Sidesaddle. We was a-riding the trail when I stopped to carve our initials in a tree. And then suddenly, I realized I was carving too deep. But by then, it was too late. Timber! Those Boy Scout knives are sharper than I thought. Well, I was trying to make an impression on Abigail, but I hadn't planned on having a tree fall on her to do it. Anyway, she was pinned beneath a redwood tree, and I couldn't get her out. I knew she wasn't any too happy about being trapped that way, especially when she held up that card reading, "I dread redwood." I knew I'd better ride for help pronto, or Abigail was done for. But before I left, I had to sing her at least one chorus of Bury Me Not on a Lone Prairie. It wouldn't be Western without a song.
Ah, bury me not on the lone prairie, bury me.
Anybody got a shovel? Well, I can take a hint. I rode into town to fotch some help. I couldn't head for Pahrump because it was too fur. It was also too far. So I did the next best thing. I rode for the little town of Shirttail. That's right near the county seat. When I arrived in town, the first thing I did was to round up a posse. In fact, they could hear me all over town.
Here, posse! Here, posse! Here, posse, posse, posse!
But it was no good. I looked pretty silly riding that cat. When I got down, I found myself staring straight into the muzzle of a .45. And I realized then that I was facing my arch enemy, the scourge of the purple sage, Billy the Squid. They call him the Squid because he had 8 arms, just like a squid. And of course, with that many arms, nobody had ever beaten him to the draw. I knew I wouldn't have a chance against a man with 8 arms. He was even deadlier than a man called Tex. So naturally, I did what any cowboy would have done. I blacked out!
Will Tombstone Bogardus outwit Billy the Squid? Who is the horse hiding behind the secret bookcase? Will Abigail ever get out from underneath that tree? Will Red Blanchard ever return that library book? But he slipped that one in on me. These and other questions will be completely ignored next week when we start fresh in another episode of Tombstone Bogardus, Forge of Pahrump.